Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can help you do that. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out with you here for the next 3 hours. But when does the show get started? Every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay, thank you and shout out to everybody who tuned in, participated, and listened to the first hour of the show. Unfortunately, I had to start off letting you know about Trevor Lawrence. The fact that this man tested positive for COVID. Okay, he is going to be out this weekend against Boston College. He's supposed to be in isolation for the next 10 days, which means he may also be inactive next Saturday against Notre Dame. And, hey, 2020, unfortunately, rolls along. Trevor Lawrence was quick to share online that he tested positive. He says his symptoms have been relatively mild while I'm following the protocol from Clemson and the ACC. So, the guy who will be the number one overall draft pick, he'll be missing in action. All the best to Trevor Lawrence and his recovery. And, yeah, if you're a fan of college football, I don't care what conference, I don't care what team, what league, enjoy what you're looking at while you got it. Because the rest of this year, the rest of this season is just, we might as well flip a coin. The Chargers had to cancel their practice in the NFL today. The New York Giants, one of their players, tested positive for COVID as well. One of the offensive linemen, Will Hernandez. And we just got to get used to it. None of this news is surprising as we try to, quote unquote, move on or at least be safe. It'd be nice if we can move on in a safe fashion, but that doesn't look like something that's going to occur or take place. Hopefully until next year. I want to remind you, 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. You know, I want to switch gears here, talk about the NFL. And this is someone else who unfortunately is missing in action or will be missing in action. And we saw him go down this past Sunday, and that is Odell Beckham Jr., one of the more electrifying players that we have seen on an NFL field. And it just seems like he's had the tail of two careers. Unfortunately, he's had to deal with injuries recently. I mean, in his first three NFL seasons, he only missed 5 games. He played 43 out of a possible 48 games. And at start with the New York Giants, he was a rookie dealing with hamstring issues. And he played out of his mind when he finally got out there onto the field. But against the Bengals this past Sunday, which the Browns did end up winning, congratulations to the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield tried to force the ball to Odell. Baker threw an interception. Odell went down with a torn ACL. And when you think about his past 4 seasons, he's only played in 39 out of 64 games. And I think it's reasonable right now to think about what the rest of Odell's career will look like. You know, he's not a giant like Julio Jones, his game is predicated on speed and athleticism. Obviously, his great hands, his route running. He's a super athlete, which gives me hope that he's going to return and still come back and be great and be awesome. All the best to Odell Beckham Jr. But the larger questions that we've started to have this week is for a Browns team that is 5-2, is to really say, is Baker Mayfield a better quarterback? Is Baker Mayfield a better performer without Odell Beckham Jr.? If you think about what Baker Mayfield did to close out the game, he started off bad. He started off 0-5. He started off with that interception against the Bengals. They ultimately beat him. They won 37-34. Baker Mayfield, he completed a franchise record 21 straight passes. He threw 5 TDs. He had the game winner with about 15 seconds left. Baker Mayfield got the job done. He was spreading the ball out to Rashard Higgins. He was giving it to Donovan Peoples-Jones. He wasn't trying to force the ball to Odell Beckham Jr. And this is something that Baker Mayfield has admitted to in the past. This is something that he has come out of his own mouth and said, hey, I can force the ball sometimes. Sometimes I look to Odell, and why wouldn't you? He's a great wide receiver. He's one of the better ones in the league right now when he's healthy. And Baker Mayfield, in his NFL career, he's been the model of inconsistency. So I don't know if he gets the jitters looking at Odell. I don't know if he thinks, oh, my God, he's probably my best shot here between him and Landry. I mean, why don't you just play the spread? And we know at the end of the day, you guys have a running game anyway. So I guess Baker Mayfield says, you know, when I actually do have to throw the ball, let me try to throw it to the best receiver. And as good as Jarvis Landry is, Odell is the better receiver. And you can go ahead and look at the stats and you can look at the numbers. For the most part, Baker Mayfield has performed better when Odell is out. His completion percentage is higher, close to 70%. Every reasonable stat for Baker Mayfield shows that he is better when he's not playing with Odell. Now, let's be real here. Odell Beckham Jr. is one of the best wide receivers in the league. Odell Beckham Jr. is the best wide receiver on that team, period. But the fact is, this is more indicative of Baker Mayfield and not Odell in his own inconsistencies. Just stop trying to put the ball in places where it doesn't belong. Stop trying to force the ball to Odell. This is Baker's issue, not Odell's. And of course, right now this week, between their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, and himself, these guys are tired of answering the question. The media has asked them the question. Baker Mayfield, you know, he doesn't even want to talk about it right now. He feels it's disrespectful because Odell realistically just went down with an injury. This is what Baker Mayfield had to say.
Well, one, I think it's just completely insensitive to a guy that just tore his ACL. So I'm not even going to comment on it. You never want to lose guys, and that's where I'm going to leave that one.
Yeah, you never want to lose guys. It's reasonable. I also think it's reasonable still not to expect a whole lot from the Browns the rest of this year for a team that's 5-2. Yeah, they just beat their Ohio Bengals, their own interstate rivalry, down in Cincinnati. They got to play the Raiders next. The Raiders, one of the worst teams against the run. Maybe Kareem Hunt will go out there and have a career game. But I don't see how taking Odell Beckham Jr. off of the field is going to make the Browns better. He's the type of player who, if he's out there, he makes the game-changing plays. And head coach Kevin Stefanski, you know, he was asked by the reporters as well, like, What do you expect? What are your thoughts about Baker Mayfield being better off with Odell? This is what the head coach, Kevin Stefanski, had to say.
Yeah, Coach, just wondering, is there anything to the notion that perhaps Baker Mayfield does go through his progressions a little bit differently, or, you know, approaches the game in a different way when Odell's not out there and maybe spreads it around better or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So you basically just kind of reject the note, you know, the sort of the narrative that is going around everywhere right now that Baker is possibly better off without Odell in the field.
I do reject that. Yes.
Yeah, Kevin, I think a lot of that speculation comes from, you know, some of the data, the splits between, you know, Odell being on the field or off the field, or, you know, targeting other receivers other than Odell. You know, how do you explain sort of the analytical differences between when Baker has targeted Odell or how Baker has played when Odell has been off the field? Because we know Odell's a great player. So how do you know, what do you make of that?
Not smart enough to make an argument for that, Jake. I'll just tell you, I would much rather have 13 on the field if available to us. He's not, so we'll make sure we have a plan to make sure we can move the ball any which way we can.
Yeah, of course you want 13. Of course you want Odell Beckham Jr. on the field. Of course you do. Because you want to know something? At the end of the day, you can't teach talent. You either have it or you don't. You can teach technique. You can study. You can prepare. You can try to increase or change some of your physical attributes through work. You know, you're not going to stretch anybody out and make them taller. You could try to be stronger. You try to add something here or there, you might lose speed, you might lose power. There's certain things you can tweak, but you can't teach talent. It's God-given. And so, realistically, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, I'm not going to look at Odell Beckham Jr. being out of commission and feel happy about that. I'm not going to be thrilled. I'm not going to say that, oh, yeah, well, the Cleveland Browns were going to be better because Odell is missing in action. That's ridiculous. Is Rashad Higgins going to make those big plays? Donovan Peoples-Jones, is he going to make those big plays? We've seen what the Cleveland Browns have done this year. And I'm not going to say I've been impressed, because when they've actually played some good teams, they get smashed, especially by the teams in their own division. And that's with Odell Beckham Jr. losing 38-7 to the Steelers, losing 38-6 to the Ravens. Okay, I think the matchup between the Raiders, it should be a decent one. The Browns should handle the Texans. The Browns and Eagles, yeah, the Eagles, I don't even know who's healthy at this point. Maybe nobody. The Browns and the Jaguars, yeah, the Browns should beat the Jags. As Gardner Minshew runs around with broken bones in his hand. The Browns and the Titans, I don't know about that one. Browns and the Ravens. Ravens will probably kick their ass again. The Browns and the Giants, what a disappointment. The Browns and the Jets, that should be another disappointment if they should lose. And then they end their season against the Steelers. So for a team with a 5-2 record right now, whether Odell Beckham Jr. is playing or whether he's rehabbing, the Browns, you know, they should be able to get into the playoffs as a wild card. But whether they go to the playoffs or not, whether Odell Beckham Jr. is on the field or not, Odell is one of the difference makers. He may help you win a game with a catch. He may score a touchdown on a broken play. That's all by himself. And it's not to say that Landry or any of their other weapons are not capable. But we know and we have seen what Odell can do. But for the Browns, and if you are a fan of the Cleveland Browns, just hope that Baker Mayfield can show that he's consistent. Hope that when Odell comes back next year, hopefully he comes back next year, that Baker Mayfield can actually hit some guys consistently between the numbers. I think that's best case scenario for the Cleveland Browns this year, because actually competing for a title, competing in the AFC, that is nothing but a joke. And that's with or without Odell. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, you know, I also have to respond. We had a caller the other night, really wanted to big up Cleveland. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Browns? Are they capable of winning anything this year? Are they better with Odell? Or are they worse? 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. If you want to know what's really scary, it's seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. So, switch to Geico and save. Before we went to break, I played some audio for you from head coach Kevin Stefanski of the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield, starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And unfortunately, this past Sunday in their victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, just right at the beginning of the game to start things off, Odell Beckham Jr., you know, he tore his ACL trying to tackle following an interception. Baker Mayfield went on to kind of light things up to finish up and close the game, throwing 5 touchdowns. And we've had a lot of conversations. We've had plenty of people dig up statistics that show that Baker Mayfield is more accurate, he's not necessarily forcing the ball, and that he might be a better quarterback when Odell isn't playing. And I'll tell you, hey, numbers, a lot of times they can be extremely deceiving, because there's no way that if you're trying to win football games that you don't want a talent like Odell Beckham Jr. out there on the field. I think it's more so a maturation of the starting quarterback, Baker Mayfield, learning when not to force the ball to the man. I mean, Baker had just more than 25 turnovers last year, close to 30. It was ridiculous. So don't believe the hype. Don't always believe the numbers. Billy is calling up from Cleveland. Billy, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on this notion that the Browns might be better without Odell?
Possibly, but not really. What do you think? I mean, you can't tell me that the Browns are better without Odell.
Well, Billy, did you just not hear what I said before you came? You asking me what I think? I think I answered you. Before you even asked.
I mean, but seriously, you're going to take a weapon like 13 off the field and say they're a better team. That's completely false. Would it be better for Baker to spread the ball around? Of course. I'm a realist. I've lived in Cleveland my whole life.
But, okay. Well, Billy, you sound, I didn't know if Billy was trying to clog a drain or unclog a drain in the toilet. I didn't know if Billy was walking outside in the wind. I have no idea. I know if Billy is a realist, being a Cleveland sports fan, Billy knows that being a Cleveland sports fan stinks. And I don't know. Maybe I think Billy's confused. That was the first issue. You know, Billy asked me what I thought, and I basically told him for 15 minutes. But ultimately, yeah. You know, you can't take talent away from a team and expect them to be better. It's pretty much the thought there in Cleveland. And unfortunately, as he said, he's a realist in Cleveland. We had a caller last night. I gave you my top six sports cities. And I guess the biggest surprise is someone called me up and said, hey, look, guess what? Cleveland is one of the best sports cities. And that is that there's no way that that's reasonable. You want to tell me about the success that the Cavaliers have had? What, one time, one championship here with LeBron? That Cleveland should be happy he came back and delivered after the city, the owner, basically went scorched earth on him when he decided to leave and go to Miami? Are you going to tell me about the Cleveland Indians, who every year can't get over the hump? A team that, unfortunately, right now, I mean, they've been getting rid of some of their best players. They got a whole situation where their star shortstop, Francisco Lindor, they're like, oh, well, we can't pay him either, so get ready for the countdown. And it doesn't do the city, it doesn't do the team any good when he has to walk around and basically admit as much. He said about a month ago, he's like, listen, like, yeah, Cleveland, we're not known for paying anybody. I expect to be gone. He's resigned to the fact that he'll be traded or that he's going to go ahead and sign a contract somewhere else. And then you have the Browns, which unfortunately got stolen from the city and taken to Baltimore. They come back, the new Browns, and then they ultimately don't go to the playoffs for almost 20 years. So if you're a fan in Cleveland, I'll tell you this much. Try not to be delusional. Don't make wild delusional statements about how Cleveland is a great sports city. Don't be delusional in thinking that the Browns are a good team without Odell Beckham Jr. Also, don't be delusional by thinking the Browns are a good team, even if he was out there. The Browns are just, I'll tell you this much right now, today, and this is probably a compliment to the Browns, the Cleveland Browns are an average football team. They can run the football. They have an inconsistent quarterback. The defense is pretty awful, giving up 30 points per game. They have a solid rushing attack that can keep them in the game and help move the chains. But the Cleveland Browns, unlike another caller last night who wanted to compare one of the New England Patriots teams to the Browns, you know, it's pretty ridiculous. You can throw that idea and that concept out the way. So if you live in Cleveland, congratulations to you. I mean, you could think about there might be cities that are worse. You know, Jacksonville. What does Jacksonville have to show for itself? Just the Jaguars? What are we going to look at the success of Tony Boselli? I mean, even when the Jacksonville Jaguars looked like they had a little bit of hope, the hope was snatched right from under them. Tom Coughlin giveth and Tom Coughlin taketh away. I mean, you got players who want to run away from cities. And I don't know, maybe Cleveland is on that list. Maybe Cincinnati is on that list. Carlos Dunlap, he said, listen, I can't wait to get the hell up on out of here in Cincinnati. I never saw a professional player tweet out the fact that, yeah, I'm ready to leave my own home. Like, somebody please buy it. I'm ready to leave this place. And so I think one thing we all got to do as a sports fan, yeah, you could be a fan. You could be a fanatic. You can be emphatic. You could stand up for your team. But the reality is you got to understand where you fall in the pecking order, who your team is, what they do, the realities of it. And speaking of realities, the Atlanta Falcons, they just knocked off the Carolina Panthers 25-17. Atlanta improves their record to 2-6. The Panthers fall to 3-5. And this is a matter of kind of knowing your role and knowing who you are in your space. Someone called me last night and said, hey, Atlanta, great sports city. Yeah, it is. To watch, to go to a game, to go to an event, to host an event. But Atlanta is also a great sports city if you want to have your heart broken. If you want to go all the way to the end, if you want to go to a championship game and almost get there and blow it. Ask the Bulldogs. Ask the Falcons. Ask the Braves. Atlanta is the city of almost, but we all know almost doesn't count. And speaking of Cleveland, as I said, if you're a Cleveland sports fan, as our last caller said, be a realist. And being a realist in Cleveland is knowing that Cleveland, unfortunately, because of the losing that goes on in the city, it ain't one of the best. I'll tell you that much. Speaking of a city that might be the best, that might be a winner, this upcoming season, it may actually be Tampa. Odell Beckham Jr. is out. Antonio Brown, he looks like he's going to be in, and it looks like he's ready. When we come back, we're going to talk about AB. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got to let you know, as we get ready for more NFL action, we just saw, and congratulations to the Falcons, actually won a game. They didn't choke it away. The Falcons just beat the Panthers 25-17. And then this Sunday, the NFL on CBS, we got more games. It features a matchup of two elite teams fighting for division supremacy. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers. They bring their ironclad defense to Baltimore. They got a battle with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Plus, we got a key AFC East showdown between the Bills and the Patriots. The Pats are saying that this is a must win. You can join JB and the guys as they get you set for all of the day's action on the NFL Today, starting at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, Sunday. The NFL is on CBS. Right before we went to break, we spent some time talking about Odell Beckham Jr., whether or not the pressure of trying to force the ball to him makes, you know, Baker Mayfield worse. You can look at the stats, you can look at the numbers. It pretty much bears out that he's a better quote unquote quarterback statistically when Odell Beckham Jr. is not playing. And as I said, we can go ahead and look at cases where numbers lie, because you can't replace this guy's talent. You can have all of those silly stats, and they're not silly, but you can look at completion percentages, etc. You know, that one catch by Odell Beckham Jr. out of the several targets, that one catch may actually lead to 6 points. That's the reality. That one catch could get you that first down. That one catch could move the chains. That one catch could ultimately just win the game. And so let's not deride or take away from Odell Beckham Jr. and his talent. And ultimately, the Browns, let's be realistic, they ain't going anywhere. They weren't winning anything with or without Odell. If anything, Odell was going to make things probably a little bit more exciting. And speaking of exciting, there is a wide receiver who is going to be coming back. His name is Antonio Brown. Not this week, but the following week against the Saints. Antonio Brown is expected to return to the NFL. Played one game last year, caught a touchdown, playing for the Patriots along with Tom Brady. And I don't know what chance this is. I don't know if this is his second, third, fourth, fifth chance. I don't know. This man is still dealing with his personal issues in the legal system. For the past several months, at least, he's piped down on social media. There was a stretch, especially during COVID, before the start of the NFL season, where it was just a matter of, what did Antonio Brown say today? But now the seven-time Pro Bowler, probably the best wide receiver from the past 10 years, he had a chance and an opportunity. He cleared his COVID protocol. He had an opportunity to work out for the Bucs. He didn't work out fully with the team yet, but he signed with the squad, passed his health protocols. They had a chance to see him work out. And Bruce Arians, someone who, I mind you, said, we ain't signing this guy. He's not good for the locker room. A couple of days ago, Bruce Arians says, oh, yeah, well, yeah. Antonio Brown, he's matured. Antonio Brown is different. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Tom Brady wasn't the guy who said, let's bring in Antonio Brown. You know, I did it. And it's like, let's be realistic. We know Chris Godwin now is dealing with a broken finger. Evans, I believe he has an issue with his legs. I think it might be his hip. Rob Gronkowski hasn't played in a year. It looks like he's finally catching on, but let's be realistic here. Rob Gronkowski was injury prone when he was in his prime. Who knows? Is he going to last the season? Is he going to fall apart? So for a team like the Buccaneers, who are going for it all in the 2 years that they have Tom Brady signed, yeah, you might as well try to bring in some reinforcements. Is there a bigger reinforcement than bringing in Antonio Brown? They say he looks good. And Bruce Arians, you know, he's singing a different tune. For having only seen him work out right now, Bruce Arians says he's happy in what he's seen so far from Antonio Brown.
He looks fantastic. I think we had really good conversations today, he and I, and he was with the media. He was in the meetings and everything, and he's working with Anthony Proley and the strength staff. He looks in great shape, and, yeah, ready to go next week.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to be in awful shape. I mean, this guy was a physical marvel when he was playing. You want to talk about his speed, his route running, his quickness. Antonio Brown is an amazing football player. I mean, damn it, Antonio Brown is a Hall of Fame talent. Can you imagine realistically Antonio Brown just playing more years? He's, what, 31 years old? Can't be older than 32. Can you imagine if Antonio Brown helped the Buccaneers win a Super Bowl? If Antonio Brown, come February, hoists and raises the Vince Lombardi trophy? If he goes on to another team, has some more amazing years? Can you imagine if he lays himself out a complete Hall of Fame career? I mean, he's only his own worst enemy. Let's see if he can put that on his resume. Champion. I tell you, talent wins out. Doesn't matter what you do and where you mess up. I mean, in the case of the NFL, it's what can you do for me right now, this minute. The NFL isn't always paying choir boys. The NFL is a game of what can you do for me right now. As we know, the NFL, I mean, hell, we got players that they will cut just as quick as we will bring some guys in. Alden Smith right now is playing for the Cowboys. This guy was MIA for several years. Antonio Brown has his shot. He has his opportunity. And Tom Brady, the man who played with him last year for one game, who they connected for a touchdown, Tom Brady says, I'm looking forward to working one more time here with Antonio Brown.
Well, I always try to have bring a positive impact to our locker room. And I had so many guys that I looked up to when I was a player. And when you start in the NFL, I started on a team with a lot of great veteran leaders and guys that really took me under their wing. Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Troy Brown, Drew Bledsoe. Just exceptional players, but great guys. And then over the years, you know, when you transition from a younger player to an older player, you really want to see guys succeed and you want to see guys do well. And it's always about maximizing your potential.
It was kind of funny at the beginning of that conversation to hear Tom Brady say, "When I was a player." Hey, Stu, can we play that beginning part again? When I was a player, folks, take a listen.
Well, I always try to have a, you know, bring a positive impact to our locker room. And I had so many guys that I looked up to when I was a player. And when you start in the NFL, I started on a team with a lot of great veteran leaders and guys that really took me under their wing. Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Troy Brown, Drew Bledsoe. Just exceptional players, but great guys. And then over the years, you know, when you transition from a younger player to an older player, you really want to see guys succeed and you want to see guys do well. And it's always about maximizing your potential.
Okay. Maybe he was referring to himself when he was a younger player. Because right now, Tom Brady had to actually deny that he pushed for the signing of Antonio Brown. But let's be real. Did he need to? They said he's been an advocate since the offseason. They say that he's wanted to add Antonio Brown. You know, some things you don't need to go around just waving a pom-poms for them to happen. It's known and it's understood. You can look at the team's depth chart. Are you a better team? You know, saying, okay, we got Scotty Miller. We are A-okay with that. Are you a better team with Antonio Brown? This is a team that's trying to max out. They're trying to go for it all. While they have Tom Brady right now, they're trying to compete and win a Super Bowl. Forget next year. They're trying to win one right now. It wouldn't surprise me at all if a 43-year-old Tom Brady, if he woke up after the Super Bowl victory or right after the victory and said, guess what? I'm out of here. I did what I needed to do. I got 7 Super Bowl titles. I'm a champion. I did this without Belichick. I came down here. I am gone. Goodbye. Leon is calling up from Dallas. Leon, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yo, hey, how's it going, JR? How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Leon?
Great. So let's talk the Bucks real quick. Let's just say, first off, dude, they're playing like a Madden franchise mode, I mean, right now. I mean, can we agree? Like, I mean, ever since the offseason, they've made, like, all the right moves. You know, they brought in where really nobody else wanted him, right? I mean, he was on the market for a little bit, and now, you know, they got Gronk and acquired Antonio Brown. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, the Buccaneers, and they weren't even, you know, really a team talking about 2 years ago, so just to see how fast things are rapidly improving in Tampa is pretty, it's pretty good to watch.
Yeah, I can't listen, but forget their offense. I mean, their offense, their defense, it will be a massive disappointment. Huge. If Tampa Bay does not go to the Super Bowl, I think anything less than a Super Bowl appearance, it's got to be disappointing, Leon.
And I would agree. Well, I'm not even sure if they win their division right now. I mean, I would probably still give the edge to New Orleans. So we will probably, right, I mean, probably end up seeing Tampa in a wild card weekend, probably playing it to, like, Philadelphia or, you know, just some team. But you're right. They have to go. If not, I mean, they probably can't run it back next year. I could see Brady saying, you know what, let's do it again. You know, this whole TB12, you know, thing, it makes them, like, you know, a few years younger. But you're right. They do have to go all in this year. They pushed all the chips in, kind of like how the Rams did a few years back, and they went to the Super Bowl loss, except they invested a lot. But either way, the Buccaneers is a good signing with Brown. I mean, I'm really interested to see how they play.
Well, and, Leon, you got a little more than a week. You got about 2 weeks to see Antonio. I appreciate you for calling up from Dallas, Texas. A big shout-outs to Leon, and a big shout-outs to everybody listening in Dallas. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, you can go ahead and you can look at the New Orleans Saints. I know Michael Thomas is supposed to be coming back. Hopefully he doesn't punch anybody in the face, none of his own teammates. I know there were even talks about trading Michael Thomas, and it's like, come on, for what? The Saints are in the same position right now that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are. The Saints are trying to win while they still have Drew Brees, before Drew Brees takes every single Sunday and says, I'm just going to call football games. I'm not going to play in them. I'm just going to call them for television right now. It doesn't make any sense to get rid of a Michael Thomas. Zero. And if you go ahead and look at the Buccaneers, Tom Brady signed a 2-year deal. The idea was, can I win? Can I max out? Can I get the job done in 2 years? And if he wins a Super Bowl the first time, are the odds high that you want to do it again? Are the odds high that you repeat? Like, how much more can you add to your legacy? I don't know. Is it that big of a challenge to say, oh, well, I got 7 Super Bowls. It's time for me to go for 8. I mean, damn. You kind of put yourself in a space already that nobody's going to catch you. It's a wild situation. But look, Tom Brady is a competitor in the first place. Otherwise, he wouldn't be out here playing and balling on an MVP level at 43 years old. Speaking of an MVP level, when we come back from break, I told you what happened. The Falcons just won. The Falcons, they beat the Panthers tonight. The Falcons have a quarterback who won an MVP. A quarterback who helped them get to a Super Bowl. But does he get the respect that he deserves? I'm talking about Matt Ryan. Where does he fall on the quarterback spectrum? Does he get the love? Does he get the respect? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.